I can't believe I have to team up with him tonight. When I went on this camping expedition, I thought they'd at least be able to provide me with my own tent, but running out so a boy and girl have to share is dang scary. But it's not just any boy. It's him. And he intimidates me so much. I don't know how or why. I don't know how I'm gonna keep it together if he tries to start up a conversation with me. I'm just so timid and useless. At least he was kind enough to offer to get us some Kindle wood. It's so cold out I can hardly hear my own thoughts over the chattering of my teeth. He's so tall and powerful. He could probably snap me like a meaningless twig. His arms are pretty big, so I wonder if he could lift me and, like, pin me against a tree. Oh, why am I thinking like this? I knew getting into a routine of touching myself every night was dumb. Now I am in the woods with the very boy who speeds up my heart rate with one glance, and my damn body is horny because it thinks it's time to come. Oh, thank you for your wood. I mean, getting the wood. Excuse me. I can put the fire on, if you like. I insist, since you were kind enough to go out and adventure to get it. I thought I could manage, but I'm pretty cold. I have layers on, but I can't seem to stop shivering. You have a portable heater for your tent? Maybe getting matched up with you wasn't so bad. No, I don't mean it in a negative way. I'm just terrible with my words and a little shy. It's just, I've never slept with a guy before. Not that we're sleeping together. I mean, like, a sleepover, so next to a guy. And, well, you're like twice the size of me, and I'm just dumb. Please ignore my ramblings. Yeah, I've always been good at starting fires. If it's alright with you, I'd like to get into the tent now. I'm pretty tired, and the surrounding heat from the fire will take the worst of the chill away. Oh, I forgot to set up my sleeping bag while you were away. Oh, I can climb into yours for now? With you in it? No problem. I promise. This is all getting to my head. This is quite literally every damn porn plot I read about in my books. First, a situation comes up where the opposite sexes are brought together, then a situation that requires close combat, so to speak. We're gonna end up fucking here, aren't we? This is, very tight. I've never been so pressed up against someone before. Sorry if I'm a little heavy. I'm kind of half leaning on you right now. I kind of suck at small talk. Whoa, your eyes are very big up close. Has anyone ever said that to you before? Like, they're intimidating too, but the good kind. Yes, there is a good kind of intimidation, I promise you. Sorry, I think I just touched your, by accident. I'm sorry, that was really inappropriate of me. It's just we're pressed up against each other, sharing warmth and, Do you feel the same way about me? I fucking love everything about you. I love that you're twice the size of me. I love your voice. Oh, I love how you make me feel. I touch myself at night thinking about you. When I learned that we were going on this hike together, I really couldn't control my thoughts at all. I imagined going down on you, and you going down on me, and getting fucked mercilessly by you. Oh, but you can't blame me. There's just something about you that's unignorable. You have no idea how long I've wanted this for. Please, let me suck your dick, okay? I want it so badly. I want to taste it. I can feel how hard you are down there, but I need it. There it is. Oh, fuck, please, please, can I kiss it? Please, I want it so badly. I want you so badly. Oh, thank you, sir, thank you. Oh my god. Oh, the smell is so strong since you've been walking out there. No, no. I promise you, it is so fucking good. It's so going to my head. Do you know what pheromones are? I can feel my pussy pulsating because of it. Can I lick next, please? Just a taste. I need to know. I just have to know. Oh, it's perfect. You're perfect. I want to serve you. Is that alright? No, you can't say no now. In fact, I demand more. Let's see how long he can last if I do the tongue trick. I've been practicing on my dildos for a moment like this for ages. I can't wait to drink every last drop of his cum. It's gonna be so delicious. And I will feel so slutty afterwards. When we meet up with the rest of the group, everyone will be none the wiser. It's all just so perfect. His cock is so big, though. I can't even get it all the way. Will he be frustrated at that? I don't want to ruin our first time together because my mouth is so small. I better give it everything I've got. How is it? Am I doing a good job for you? It's a little bit of a struggle, if I'm honest. I doubt it's much of a surprise to you, but I can't fit you all the way in my mouth, but, well, it's possible I could fit you somewhere else, considering how wet I am. Hey! Wait, why are you taking me out of the tent? You really can lift me up. No, wait. Are you about to do what I think you're about to? Oh, fuck. Yes! Lower me onto your cock. Use me like the fuck meat that I am. Oh my god, I love you so fucking much right now, holy fuck. Oh, your cock is red hot inside my womb. I can feel you hit it with each thrust. Oh my god, I'm so wet already, but you're just getting me even wetter doing this. Oh, could I possibly keep up? Oh my god. Oh my god, use me, sir, please. Please, please, please take out all your pent-up horniness out on me. I promise you can be as rough as and inconsiderate as you like. I'm quite literally begging for it. Good. I'm begging for you to breed me senseless, all right? Okay? Come on, don't give me that look. Did you really not think that far ahead, mister? You can't just pin me up to a tree and fuck me without thinking I'm gonna wrap my legs around you so you're forced to come inside me. Oh, good luck shaking me off now. I'm a hiker, remember? These thighs might as well be titanium clamps now, so just keep using me. Isn't it nice being able to thrust into such a tight, wet, warm hole? I'm moaning in pure ecstasy because of you. I can even nibble on your neck a little. Oh my god, can I feel your cock twitching, or am I going crazy right now? Are you wanting to fill up my womb already? I can't blame you. I know my lips felt good being wrapped around your cock, and now you're having to deal with my tight pussy lips too. God, isn't it a nice feeling having my legs wrapped around your back? Oh, God, there's no escape. All you can do is unleash your hot potency deep inside my womb. You already know it's gonna feel way too good. You might even get addicted. There's still a few more days of our expedition. I'm not gonna stop you if you wanna bend me over your leg and finger blast me, or make me get down on my knees and you cover my face in your cum after a blowjob. The sloppier the better, huh? If anything, I encourage it. I encourage you to use me like the little slut I am for you. No, please, please, promise me you'll come inside of me, right, please? I'm begging for it. There's nothing more than that, okay? I only need that right now. I only need your come inside of me, like, so deep inside, please. Please, 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 I'm close. I don't know how much longer I can last when you thrust up inside of me so vigorously. Oh, fuck, I can't stop it. It's too much pleasure. It's too much. Oh my god. You're gonna make me come. Fuck, you better fill me up right fucking now. Come with me. Oh my god. Oh, fuck. I think we better get back into the nice warm sleeping bags together. Yeah. We can deal with the mess in the morning, alright? Holy fuck, thank you for the world's best orgasm. I am definitely gonna need more of that in the morning.